hear the Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. Audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome in. And it's the Action Line here on the Friday before Christmas. We can say that now. It's not just, 2 weeks away. It's less than a week away. Terry Deal joins us from Adam's Place this morning. And did Christmas sneak up on you, or have you been festive the whole time?
Well, I've been festive the whole time. You know, I figured I had 12 months to prepare, so.
Yeah, I guess that's right. It comes around every year, too.
It does. It doesn't sneak up on us at all.
It's like birthdays.
Like our birthdays, it comes a little bit faster every year the older I get.
Yeah. Well, Christmas means birthday for me in a week or so after. Mine's on the 5th.
Well, happy birthday early.
Thanks.
I would ask your age, but
I quit celebrating.
Yeah. No, the older we get, I'm a firm believer, the older we get, the more we need to celebrate.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, you know, when we were kids, we celebrated the quarter birthdays and the half birthdays and then the big birthday. And then we go through a season of life where we quit doing that and we don't want to acknowledge that we're getting older. But, you know, by the time you get to my age, celebrate every milestone you hit.
My I had never heard of half birthdays before, but my granddaughter had a half birthday. It was her 6 month when she turned 6 months. So
okay, well, yeah, was there a party too?
There was a party.
Okay, well, I've not ever known anybody to have a party for a half birthday, but
maybe they're starting a new trend.
Maybe. I don't even know where to go with that.
6 months with a baby is quite an accomplishment.
That'll be a memorable birthday for that baby.
The pictures and everything, so grandparents, and so it's all good. But there's a lot to celebrate this time of the year, and I'm sure that you and the staff, and you know, a lot to celebrate with your friends over at Adam's Place too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have celebrations going on all year, but especially at Christmas. You know, everybody loves to celebrate Christmas. Little nip in the air. It was a little nippier earlier this week than I care for, and it won't be nippy at all next week, but, you know, we can't control that. But the festive music that gets played around Christmas, you just can't help but have a little extra pep in your step and a smile on your face, and, you know, it's just a fun season.
Yeah. Do you, I guess you always have a lot of activities, but, you know, themed around the holidays and things like that this time of the year?
We do. We like to have themed events all year round, but Christmas in particular, you know, everybody that sings or plays an instrument wants to come out and entertain in the retirement community. So that's always nice, because even though at Adam's Place we do typically have anywhere from 4 to 6 or 7 concerts a month, during December that may mean 4 to 6 per week instead of 4 to 6 per month. So it's kind of fun watching the residents try to stay caught up with everything. They're like, "You're doing too much. We need to go take a nap."
Well, I can understand that.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like you may have something going just about all the time, or maybe double things. I don't know. You've got a large enough place to do some of that.
We do. You know, with Adam's Place campus, obviously we've got independent living, assisted living, memory care, and long-term care and rehab. So we've got activity departments in each of those areas, so they keep full calendars for each level of resident on the campus, because what residents can do in independent living, they might not be able to do in assisted living or memory care, and what assisted living can do, they might not be able to do in long-term care. So the programming is very targeted towards the clientele that's in that particular part of campus, whether it's music or arts and crafts or just some kind of an outing. So everything is targeted to the age group.
Let's go back to all of the different areas. I counted 5. Is that right?
That is correct. Okay. Well, technically 4. Long-term care and rehab fall under the category of healthcare center. So technically it's 4, but there's 5 different areas that we're serving, because rehab is a short-term stay, where long-term care is we're there 24 hours a day.
I would think that the rehab part, people are, those are the folks who are in there that are trying to get out. You know, they're working hard to do that, but still having activities and you know, being there, but making it feel like Christmas. I mean, that's important.
Well, it is, because when you're in rehab, it is short term, and especially if you're there over a holiday, you know, depression can set in. So we do everything that we can to keep a lively atmosphere, to give people different opportunities to engage so that they're not just staying in their recovery room. You know, you can only do therapy so many hours of the day. So there needs to be some things that you're doing in those other hours.
Yeah. Therapy, they're probably, pardon me, they're very focused on that, hopefully.
Yes. Well, most of them.
For the most part, yeah. Or you have to focus them on that.
Yes.
But to have structured activities, it's important. So you have someone, you said, in all of those areas that concentrates on planning activities for all of that.
Yeah. We do.
When you said also the word campus, and when I think of campus, I think of like a school or a MTSU or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, but you do have a large footprint.
We do. We have a 22-acre campus. I guess you call it a campus because there's multi facets to that area. 22 acres. We cover a lot of ground in Rutherford County.
You know, it doesn't look like 22 acres either.
No.
Is it deeper than it is wide, I guess?
It's wider than it is deep. Wanted to go out with one of those measuring sticks and walk corner to corner, but yeah. I've said it for years. I've just never done it. I did finally buy me one of those measuring sticks.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
One of these days I'll do it, but they tell me it's 22 acres, so I have to believe them.
Oh, I understand.
But I can't tell you who they are.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly. You've got, just fully grown trees, and I mean you were kind of one of the first things in that area, and that part of Memorial Boulevard has certainly exploded.
Well, it has exploded. You know, Adams Place campus opened in 1997. We started with the healthcare center and then worked our way south. The assisted living then built in 98, opened in 98. Independent living opened in 99. Memory care opened in, I believe it was 2017 or 2018. So there's been continual growth during those years. But yeah, you're right. Everything, when we opened in the mid 90s, it was still very much farmland out in that area. You know, I don't remember if the road was still a two lane or not. Walmart sort of changed everything for that area of town.
Yeah. I can remember when it was a big deal when Kroger opened, when the post office, they were going to open up, you know, out in that area.
Yeah.
And I used to, or I still live in near the Siegel area in Leanna. And, you know, when we drove, we were going to town, you know,
right.
And that was just an adventure. It seemed like it took forever to get there.
Sure. Well, it still takes forever to get there, but for different reasons.
Yeah, different reasons. I've talked about this twice this week already, but you don't realize, you know, growth and where you build a facility. And what reminded me of where you are on Memorial and when the first facility was built, I remember the Ayers at Jennings and Ayers mentioning that when they first opened in, the late 1800s, people told them, this will never work.
Right.
It's too far from downtown.
Yeah.
And we know how far, you know, what is it, less than a mile from right where we are. So, you know, growth happens, and we have to embrace that. But as growth happens, so does our community and the number of people, and then the need for your industry grows as well. Are we going to be able to keep up with that here in Rutherford County?
I don't think we've been able to keep up with it for years, honestly.
Yeah, I really don't either.
You know, because with Rutherford County being one of the fastest growing counties in the country, the adult children move here for jobs or for school or whatever, and then the parents follow, and there's just not enough housing opportunities for the aging resident.
We have the problem with young people having affordable housing too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
it's why a does problem it change? All the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One would say and think that the solution is just build more, but where are you going to do that? Where does the money come to do that? All of that kind of thing, right?
Well, there's a lot of problems. You know, you have the road structures and the housing issues. So, yeah, we've got a number of problems for us growing as fast as we are. Adams Place does the best we can to keep up. You know, it's interesting to me. I've been with Adams Place now for 7 years. And when I first started working there, there was still a lot of the residents consisted of what I call old Murfreesboro. So I'm not originally from Murfreesboro. So I'm a transplant. I've been here since 05. But, you know, even 7 years ago, the majority of our residents were still from Rutherford County, mostly from Murfreesboro. And that has changed significantly in the 7 years that I've been there. You know, when we opened 20 plus years ago, you didn't find a resident on that campus that wasn't from here. But nowadays, I need to go back and actually start counting some people, but I would venture to say at least 50% of the residents, at least in independent living, are not from here.
Wow. And that's happened in a very short amount of time.
It's a lot of fun, though, because it brings a lot of diversity into the community. So instead of having everybody that has everything alike, now we have a whole bunch of people that bring a lot of new things to the table, new experiences, new stories, new likes and dislikes. And, you know, we move people in from up north and out west pretty regularly. And because of how great our community is about welcoming in new residents, even the Northerners and the Midwesterners become Southern real quick.
Well, I guess
we rub off.
You have to assimilate, huh?
You do.
or you're going to be called out on that and, you know, then invited over for, you know, pinto beans and cornbread,
sure.
Right? Something like that. Terry Deal is joining us here with Adams Place. And tell me a little bit more about how we find out more about Adams Place here. And we're going to take a break and come back and talk more maybe Christmas memories. But
okay.
Adams Place, where can we find you? Website, all that kind of thing.
So there's a number of different ways that you can reach us. First and foremost, just walk in the door. Drive by, stop by, walk in the door. We may not be able to spend a lot of time with you right then, but we can definitely take time to schedule a tour. Schedule time to sit down and give you all the attention you need. You can call us at 615-904-9111. You can go find us on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, all those types of things, or just go online to adamsplace.org.
Yep, adamsplace.org, and you can find all the information, have it pulled up here. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, more about the holiday season, maybe some of the things you've done and plan to do with activities and much more as we continue here this morning. It is the Action Line right here before the Christmas holiday. We are less than a week away. Today is the 19th, so it's next Thursday when the big guy makes his way into Rutherford County. Stay with us. We have more of the Action Line coming up on 8:30 this morning.
Get ready for the Recycled Minute with Tennessee's furriest recycling expert, Rocky the Raccoon, brought to you by RecycleRightTN.com.
Hey guys, it's Rocky the Raccoon with your Recycled Minute, and I'm bottled up with excitement. Before you throw away that Coke bottle or maybe that water bottle, here's an idea. You can turn it into a bird feeder. Cut a hole in the side, stick a couple of spoons in there so that those little birds can perch, and then fill it with bird seed. Then hang it from a tree and let your feathered friends feast while you enjoy a recycled masterpiece in your yard that you and the kids made. I call them bottle bird feeders. Get ideas on recycling near you by visiting our website, RecycleRightTN.com. Closing it out for us today, the Raccoon Recyclers.
RECYCLERIGHTN.com. Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Good morning. Still working with a couple of accidents out here. I can still see some heavy traffic trying to get out of Clarksville, Montgomery County, coming eastbound on 24. All that traffic this time of the morning that heads towards Nashville from Clarksville has been a little bit slow go up through that stretch of I-24. Again, just outside of Clarksville, as traffic still runs a little bit slow. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for that car or big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
High temperatures reaching up into the mid-40s for this afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Then for tonight, mostly clear and calm, lows to 29.
I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Currently 33.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
We are back here with Terry Deal. Terry is with Adams Place here in Murfreesboro out on Memorial Boulevard. And we've talked a few activities, but kind of walk through an idea of some of the activities that maybe you have done over this holiday period and how you kind of handle Christmas and being in at Adams Place on Christmas. Sometimes, you know, family not being close by. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have family that come in and maybe take over the place. I don't know. So how does that work?
We've got a little bit of everything. So from an activity standpoint, you know, again, with each of the levels of care on campus, we just try to do things that are appropriate for that level. In independent living, for instance, this past Sunday, we had our annual resident Christmas party, and that's just, it's a two-hour party. They have music. They have way more food than anyone could possibly need. They all get dressed up for it, so it's a pretty fancy affair for them. Everybody looks forward to it every year. We have an elf that comes out. It's not an elf on the shelf, but we do have an elf that comes out around Christmas Eve and shares little goodies with all of the residents. All of the different music events that we have, we, you know, across campus, we may do different craft projects so that they can, residents can make greeting cards or they can make gifts for their family or friends. And in the assisted living a week or so ago, I think it was, they had their annual event where they bring vendors in so that the residents can go shopping without having to go out into the community. So it's all about making things as easy for our residents as we possibly can. Yeah. You know, we still want them to be able to go out and participate in the community, age appropriate or ability appropriate, I guess I should say, not age appropriate, but ability appropriate. So we want everybody to be able to come and go, but when they can't, we want to bring the services to them.
Yeah, and which is why you have to have, I guess, a variety of different people in charge of activities.
Exactly.
Because those activities may include, you know, weekly trying to go to Walmart. I don't know. Or whatever
that
is.
We have a lot of weekly trips to Walmart.
I bet.
At least it's
not too far.
It is not too far. You know, the great thing about our location, we were speaking about that a few minutes ago, and the great thing is, at Adam's Place, you literally have everything you need within a couple of miles. Mm-hmm. Publix is the furthest away that we have to go grocery shopping. That's, what, maybe 2.5 miles from where we are. And you've
and
got,
you passed Walmart and Kroger
and
to do it.
And we've passed both of those on the way to do it. You know, so then you've got Kroger. You've got Aldi's, Sprouts, Walmart, Walgreens. We've got all of the stores that we need easy access to. But, you know, we'll take people, take our residents anywhere in Murfreesboro that they want to go.
Yeah. Medical Center Parkway, I'm sure, is pretty for restaurants.
Our drivers really enjoy Medical Center Parkway. You know, it's one of the most favored trips. I mean, we've got folks going to Hobby Lobby this afternoon so that they can buy some things to finish projects that they're working on and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, from a food perspective, we have holiday gatherings both for our residents and for our partners, our employees. So just throughout the month of December, we have different events for the staff. And then I think it's today they're doing a big Christmas meal for the probably the healthcare center. Then assisted living will have a big meal. And then on Christmas Day, independent living will have our annual traditional buffet. And that's a really big event. A lot of our families choose to celebrate Christmas at Adam's Place so that they're not having to cook, because they know that the meal that they're going to get from us is probably a bit more over the top than they would have prepared.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of families that come in. But then we've got a good number of residents that go and spend the day or maybe a few days with their loved ones if they're living locally.
Yeah. What about, I guess you've kind of touched on this, but family maybe coming into town, they want to come in and spend time and, and their loved one lives at Adam's Place. Do you have family events too where they come in? Is that buffet maybe the biggest one?
The buffet is probably the biggest one. But our family members are always welcome to come to any of our events. You know, if they happen to be there for one of our wine and cheese events or something like that, they're always welcome to attend that. But with out of town family, one of the great things that we have is we've got guest rooms that we are able to rent out. Basically, nice hotel room, but it keeps the loved one here on our campus instead of having to go to the Avenue to get a hotel space. So that's really a convenient factor for our families, especially since we've got so many residents that are from out of state.
Yeah.
They may still have children that live in those other areas, even though one or two of them may be here. They've still got other family in other parts of the country.
That's really a great amenity.
It is a huge amenity. It really makes a big difference for our residents.
Is that, I guess, is that a norm? I mean, do a lot of facilities have that?
Very few do. That was one of the intentional decisions that was made. You know, I talk on here frequently about how amazed I am that Dr. Adams and the team, when they were developing the campus, the thought that was put into it as far as what the needs would be, not only in the 1990s, but in 2025, in 2035, 2045, you know, the different things that went into the design, not only of the buildings themselves, but the actual thought behind the levels of care that we provide. So, finding guest rooms in facilities is really not a common thing.
Do you find that when people search your amenities and maybe there's planning for a community in some other city or state or whatnot, do they look at the Adam's Place model and ask questions about, well, why is this? I mean, the resident guest rooms kind of come to mind.
They do, you know, because they want to know, why are we so different?
Yeah.
And I'll sit down and share with you as long as we need to tell you all of the reasons why we're different and, you know, why we are the great provider that we are.
Yeah, from really many levels that I don't think also come with other facilities.
No, there are very few, at least, you know, it may be different in other states. I'm not familiar with other states, but in at least Middle Tennessee, we don't have a lot of campus settings. So Adam's Place is what's called a continuing care retirement community. And basically that means providing levels of care from independence, your first step into retirement out of your brick and mortar home, until end of life, and every service that you would need in between. There's a lot of combinations of maybe assisted living and independent living, or you know, assisted living and long-term care, or just standalone assisted living and memory care units. But there are very few continuing care retirement communities. And that really is a huge benefit to families, because once the family member makes the choice to call Adams Place home, even if their needs change, the family is not then faced with a crisis decision of, now what are we going to do with mom? She's in the hospital. She's in rehab. She can't go back to her home in independent living. Now what do we do? Well, that's an easy answer. We're just going to transition there on our campus and continue calling Adams Place home. You're just going to call it home from a different spot on the campus.
Yeah. Wow. Really never thought about it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. Do you see, there's obviously a need. I'm not sure why more that build facilities don't think about from start to finish, you know?
I don't either. There's a lot of businesses.
It's almost
that
like where the money is, you know, and
yeah, maybe
where they can fill facility, you know, rooms or whatnot. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how the business model works in that industry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a continuing care retirement community. They're very popular in like Florida. I'm sure other states as well. But that model, it's obviously going to be more expensive to build and maintain. So I don't know what goes into the decision making with other places. I'm very thankful that Dr. Adams had that vision to have the full campus setting. And not all NHC properties are continuing care retirement communities.
Right.
Most of them are combinations of some different levels of care. So we don't, even among our own company, we don't have that many CCRCs.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that a lot of people who have been here in Rutherford County, born and raised, will know the name Dr. Carl Adams. Mm-hmm. But to have an Adams behind Adams Place that had so much foresight and so much hands-on, and this is the vision.
Right.
That's probably like the most unique you could be.
Well, I think it is. Yeah. You know, not only did he have the vision, but his family shared that vision. And even today are still involved and, you know, make sure that not only Adams Place, but NHC as a whole continue fulfilling the mission that Dr. Adams originally had.
Yeah. Well, as we are here at Christmas, that also brings a bit of reflection over 2025 mm-hmm. and the year that's been and what's coming up here. So in our last few moments, why don't we kind of spend some time talking that with you, and what are you celebrating from 2025 at Adams Place?
You know, we're celebrating just the ongoing community feel, I think. To be able to bring new residents in and see them successfully transition. And by that, I mean moving in, overcoming the move itself, and getting engaged. You know, starting and taking part in activities, making friends. It's very rewarding when you see someone move in who didn't know anybody, and within a month, they've got a very close-knit group of friends that they rely on. They eat with them. They do activities together. They go shop. They do these things. So I think year after year, that right there is probably our biggest win. We are very intentional in independent living. We have an ambassador program, and that ambassador program really steps in from the day that someone initially wants to tour Adams Place all the way to them transitioning as a resident. And that program really helps increase the success rate of a new resident transitioning.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge win.
And depending on maybe where they're going, you know, what area that they're moving into, mm-hmm. there can be some challenges and different feelings with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I come from the assisted living realm. I don't work in the assisted living on Adams Place campus, but I came from assisted living originally. And, You know, in assisted living, a lot of times it's not necessarily the parent that gets to make the decision about where they're going, and that does come from a crisis situation. And those moves do have a little bit more of a challenge with them. So, you know, my advice to anybody is, even if you don't think you're going to be making a move for 5, 10, 15 years, decide where you want to go. Decide what place you want to call home. Let your family know where that is, so that if that crisis situation occurs, the family has a starting point.
Yeah. I bet probably 90% of the time, though, that's not the case, is it?
There's more planning for people coming to Adams Place than other places
I
have worked.
The whole campus.
Campus is a huge draw. The fact that we've been in the community as long as we have, the reputation that we have, you know, I get calls every single week of, I've heard so much about Adams Place, or I grew up here, I've watched you grow, and we have a need. So, you know, there's just a lot that goes into the success rate of a place like Adams Place. So a lot of people do go ahead and decide that's where they want to go, no matter what the level of care is. They know that that's where I ultimately want to go.
Yeah, well, and I have to think that with as large as our community has become, and with your campus availability, we may not be talking about moving in next week, right?
No, we are unfortunately not talking about next week. It's a great problem for us as a provider to have when you stay 100% occupied month after month. It's a little bit more challenging for the people that are ready to call us home.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can become frustrating, but I tell people every single day, if this is where you want to come, get on our wait lists now, so that when you're ready to make the move, we're closer to being ready to have a place for you.
Yeah. 2026, just around the corner in a few days, and any special things that we're looking forward to in 2026 for Adams Place?
You know, I have anticipation of some growth. I won't go into detail about that just yet, but I am hopeful for some things to be able to talk about in the new year. We do have some expansion plans. That's been going on now for a few years. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more detail that we can share with y'all in the coming months.
That'll be great. And that would be, I guess, the first time in 9 or 10 years, because what, memory care was 2016-17?
Yeah, either 17 or 18.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact year, but it was right in there.
And I'm sure probably a decade of planning went into that too, right?
Just about.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Well, Terry, we always appreciate you coming in and the conversations we get to have with you, and we look forward to doing the same in 2026.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
Terry Deal joining us today here on the show. Action Line continues in a moment. We're coming up on, looks like about 11 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Christmas at Adams Place brings the wonderful spirit of the season to life. I'm Terry Deal, Executive Director here at Adams Place, where families join together to share joy and glad tidings. Come see our beautiful community, complete with an indoor heated pool for water aerobics, a cozy library, fun activities, and so much more. Celebrate the holidays with us at Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, right across from Walmart.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.